Hello, everybody, and happy Friday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from overcast Clearwater, Florida, and Bay Care Ballpark, site of tonight's Florida State League game between the St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Clearwater Threshers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. Well, for the St. Lucie Mets, they are trying to snap a three-game losing streak. They have fallen all three games in this series so far. Three games that the Mets will tell you they could have won, especially the one last night falling by a score of 7-6, a valiant comeback effort by the Mets in the top of the ninth. They entered the inning trailing by four. They scored three runs with two outs at the tying run on second base, but the rally ended when Jack Dallas got a ground out off the bat of Jeffrey De Los Santos to strand Junior Tillian at second base, and the Mets dropped their 13th game of the season, and they now have a 5-13 record. Meanwhile, on the other ledger, the Threshers are playing well. They are 12-6. That's the best record overall in the Florida State League. Taking a look at the entire standings in the East Division, Jupiter won a thriller earlier today, 9-8 over Tampa. The Hammerheads are now 11-8, a 1.5 game lead over Palm Beach, which is 9-9. Daytona is 7-11, 3.5 back, and the Mets at 5-13 are in last place in the East at 5.5 back. Clearwater at 12-6, a 1-game lead over Bradenton, which is 11-7. Fort Myers and Lakeland are 10-2, 2 games out of first. Dunedin 9-9, 3 back, and the Tampa Tarpons, who lost earlier today, 7-12, 5.5 games out. Other games around the FSL today, as I mentioned, Jupiter edged Tampa 9-8, an 11 a.m. game at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The other games will start at 6:30. Like us, Palm Beach at Lakeland. Lakeland leads that series 2-1. Dunedin hosting Bradenton, 2-1 Dunedin in that series, and Fort Myers is at Daytona. Fort Myers leads that series 2-1. And, of course, here the Threshers lead the series 3-0. So if the Mets want to get a split, they have to get to work tonight. The Threshers would like a series victory. They can do that with a victory this evening. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to Baker Ballpark, the starting pitching matchup, and the lineups for today's game between the Mets and the Threshers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Bay Care Ballpark. Adam MacDonald with you. Pre-game show rolling on. Let's get to today's pitching matchup for the Mets. It's going to be the lefty Felipe De La Cruz making his fourth start of the season. He's logged 12 innings, scattering 12 hits and four earned runs, six walks and eight strikeouts. The starter for the Threshers is Alex McFarland. He is making his fourth start of the season as well. He's 0-2 with a 3.72 ERA. Clearwater is taking the field, which means it's national anthem time. When we come back to Bay Care Ballpark, we'll have the lineups and And that should lead us into first pitch on this cloudy Friday.
Join us as we honor America with the performance of our national anthem. Performing the anthem tonight is Alyssa Winans.
The starting lineups. We'll begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing left is Ryland Thomas. Kevin Vicencio bats second and plays short. Jacob Reimer plays first, bats third. Junior Tillian is at the hot corner batting cleanup. No changes to the top four from yesterday. Vincent Perozzo bats fifth. He'll catch. Dairon Campos hits sixth. He's in right. Jeffrey De Los Santos, day two at second base, bats seventh. Adrian Hernandez, eighth. He's the DH. And Blaine McIntosh in center field batting ninth. For Clearwater, Ricardo Rosario leads off and plays left. Justin Crawford returns to the lineup. He's in center at second. Caleb Ricketts also back in the lineup, catching, hitting third. Chad Castillo, go-ahead home run yesterday, bats cleanup. He's at first. Amarian Boyd plays right field. He hits fifth. Jordan Byers, the DH, hits sixth. Otto Kemp's at third base, Brian Rincon at short, and Eric Brito batting ninth and playing second. He's batted ninth all four games now. Alex McFarlane on the mound for the Threshers. He is rated as the number 8 Philadelphia Phillies prospect. He was the Phillies' fourth round pick last year out of the University of Miami. That's Florida, not Ohio. Start number 4 for him. 9 2/3 innings pitched and 15 strikeouts on the season for McFarlane. He was reactivated to the roster today. They had placed him on the development list. He's a right-hander who can touch up to 98. He was used mainly out of the bullpen for the Hurricanes. Clearwater is going by a different moniker tonight, as they do every Friday home game, the Beach Dogs. They have these really neat teal-blue uniforms with same color hat, red bill, Beach Dogs in red across the front. Mets wearing orange for the first time in the series. First pitch is thrown and fouled away by Ryland Thomas, and we are underway. First pitch, ooh, early, 6:29. It's 83 degrees and overcast in Clearwater tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one, and hopefully a dry one. Second pitch is low to Ryland Thomas. That one coming in at 98, a sinker. It's 1-1. Breaking ball lined into center field for a base hit. Ryland Thomas with the single to start things off for the Mets. Mets have scored in the first inning two straight games. And on Tuesday, they scored in the second inning. So this is a St. Lucie Mets offense that has come out ready to swing the bats and score runs. Try to do it again today. They've actually scored first in four consecutive games. That was a real issue for the team the first 2.5 weeks of the season. Now, they haven't won by scoring first in the first three games of this series, but It's better than the alternative of not scoring first, right? Now, Via Vicencio lines went out of play for strike one. Via Vicencio seems to have a good idea of what he wants to do at the plate. As this pitch is fouled away, a fastball at 96, and it's 0-2. Clearwater 12-6 on the season. The Mets 5-13. Mets on a three-game losing streak. It's already the fourth three-game losing streak for the Mets this season. So they try to snap it this evening in Clearwater. Tapper out to second base. Brito flips to Rincon. Rincon's throw will be put in his pocket. No double play ball. Villavicencio hits into a fielder's choice. 4-6. He's too fast to double up.
Rincon
thought better of a relay throw. So one gone, and Villavicencio replaces Thomas at first base, and Jacob Reimer will come to the plate. He's having the best offensive series of anybody for St. Lucie, on base 9 of 14 times. Includes a 3-for-5 day yesterday. Villavicencio trying to steal, throw by Ricketts to second base. The tag, he's out. He got him. Well, Ricketts right back in action after an off day yesterday. A one-hop bouncer right to the bag. Good catch and tag applied by Rincon. And Villavicencio is cut down trying to steal. So two outs, base is empty. Reimer took that pitch for ball one. And then he takes another pitch low, 2-0. Bella Robb is our home plate umpire tonight. And she is calling her own balls and strikes. The ABS system working in the background. It's a challenge game. So hitters, pitchers, catchers can challenge any call they don't like. Each team has three. You win one, you keep it. Mets have not been a great team at challenges this season. Although they're coming off a good challenge day from Sunday. 2-1 pitch misses. And it's three balls and a strike to Reimer. No score, two outs in the top of the first. McFarland's 3-1 pitch is taken for ball four. No challenge. So another time on base. What's that, 10 out of 15 times for Reimer now? He's actually in the top 10 in the league in on-base percentage, and that will only help. Entered at a .437 clip. That's sixth in the league. So a two-out base runner brings up Junior Tillian. And he will take a ball outside at 97. Tillian yesterday, big two-run double with two outs in the ninth, brought the Mets within one run. And he was stranded on second base to end the game. Reimer trying to steal. Swing and a miss. Ricketts throw to second. Right on target. Safe! Reimer beat it. That was a much better throw than the one he got Villavicencio on. And did they just overturn that? What? Home plate umpire Bella Robb, I think, overturned that. Not sure what happened, but Reimer's now been called out at second base. Gilbert with the passing word as he talked to Robb. Not sure what happened there. Maybe the base umpire, Tyler Green, didn't see that. Reimer might have slid off the bag. So either way, Ricketts 2-for-2 catching base runners in the first inning. So the Mets' streak of scoring in the first inning ends at two games. We'll take a quick break, come back, and Felipe De La Cruz will be on the mound for St. Lucie.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Still some mild confusion up here in the broadcast booth, but about that last out. I thought that it was a good throw by Ricketts. I thought the tag was in time by Rincon, and I thought Reimer also maybe overslid the base. So I was surprised it was a safe call, but they overturned it to an out. Mets didn't seem to have a lot of complaints about it. So we move on. Here's Felipe De La Cruz, hard-throwing lefty. Throws ball 1-2, Ricardo Rosario. De La Cruz's next pitch is bunted foul by Rosario, and it's 1-1. Seen that many times so far in the series, with the Threshers trying to drop down a bunt, or at least showing bunt. A 1-1 pitch inside, corner for a strike. Rosario is dumped look. We'll say this about Bella Robb. The home plate in the games that she's called balls and strikes for the Mets, she's looked very good out there. Done a great job. Here's a throw to first base. Safe. On a ground ball to second. And there's not an error for the Mets, but that is a misfire. Easy ground ball to De La Cruz. Or rather, De Los Santos at second. Very casual with the overhand lob throw, and Rosario beat it out. And that is a very simple ground ball out to the second baseman. Just have to have more urgency. Remember who you're facing, a leadoff hitter and a team with a lot of speed. Now Rosario's going to try to steal, and he will, standing up as it's dropped by Perozzo. I mean, this is day one stuff in baseball. As an infielder, get to the ball quickly, gather it quickly, release it quickly. The Mets doing themselves no favors out of the gate. This is a Threshers team that's been very good early in the game. I think the Mets have gotten off to good starts. Threshers even better. Now they have potential first run of the game in scoring position with nobody out. And this ball is shot in the left field for a base hit by Crawford. Rosario's coming home. Here's the throw. It'll be cut off. And it's 1-0 Clearwater on Justin Crawford's RBI single. Two batters in the game. They have a run.
Batting third for the Beach Dogs.
Not to be harsh, but that's inexcusable for the Mets, even at the single-A level. A simple ground ball to second should be an easy out number one, and then that hit by Crawford is just a long single. Well, instead, a run in, nobody out. A runner on first and Caleb Ricketts up. It gets no easier with Ricketts at the plate. Crawford caught in between. Throw to first is going to be late. And balk is called anyways. So Crawford was breaking towards second. De La Cruz quickly got off the mound, but not in a legal way. Threw to first too late. Balk called anyway. So he's at second, nobody out. Ricketts should be refreshed after an off day. De La Cruz looks back to second, throws home, and it's up high for ball one. Ricketts, a very promising player for the Phillies organization. He's 5-for-9 in the series. He's done a great job catching as well, defensively, throwing out base runners. All around, great series. He pops one foul. It's 1-1. So the Threshers scoring in the first inning here. They scored 3 runs in the first inning on Wednesday. They scored 3 runs in the first inning yesterday. So they are applying early pressure to the Mets every day. Pickoff throw to second. Won't be in time to get Crawford. But no balk this time. The Mets are going to try to do everything they can to control the run game of the Threshers better. One-one pitch. Crawford trying to steal third. Perozzo's throw to third base. That's late. Came off the bag. Oh, might have kept the hand on. Tillian kept the tag on. Crawford is safe. So 2 for 2 in stolen bases here in the first inning. They are now 10 out of 11 in the series. So Crawford's at third with nobody out. Infield coming in for the Mets. A 2-1 pitch, changeup. And it's in the dirt. Ricketts held off. 3-1. It is dog night here in Clearwater, so you'll be hearing the pups yap throughout the evening, which we encourage. Fastball missed inside, ball 4. And just like yesterday, the first 3 batters of the game for the Threshers reach base.
Batting fourth for the Beach Dogs.
Chad Castillo will come up. Castillo only 2 for 14 in the series, but one of those hits was a big one. The home run yesterday to break a 3-3 tie in the fifth inning. The Threshers led the rest of the way. Lefty-lefty matchup, and this slider's grounded foul. Just tuning in, Ricardo Rosario, the first batter for the Threshers, grounded a ball harmlessly to second base that De Los Santos just took all the time in the world with. A lazy throw to first base. He was safe, beat it out, scored next batter. There's a pitch coming home, and that's going to be a line drive base hit over De Los Santos into right center field. Coming home and scoring is Crawford. Ricketts will go first to third. And it's 2-0 Threshers here in the first. Still nobody out as Castillo becomes the fourth batter of the inning to reach base.
Batting fifth for the Beach Dogs, right fielder number 23, Marion Boyd.
The Mets finished yesterday the great comeback effort, hoping that that might carry over to today. It has decidedly not. Ricketts at third, nobody out. Castillo at first, and Amarion Boyd comes up. Felipe De La Cruz looking for any out he can get. First pitch, it's a ground ball out to Vivasencio. Throws to second. Good pick by De Los Santos at his feet for the force out of Castillo. Ricketts scores to make it 3-0. Marion Boyd safe at first on the RBI fielder's choice. That took a big hop over Tillian's head. He was playing even with the bag near third. Great job by Vivasencio, not just to field that ball, but the spin and throw to second to get really the only out he could in Castillo. Now Jordan fires up, and he will wait as the throw goes to first, checking in on Boyd. Boyd, a speedy runner. He's on the move. Throw by Perozzo. The tag, safe. Good effort. Good hard throw. Just not in time, so it'll be a third stolen base and 3 tries in the first inning. And a look of frustration from Perozzo. One hot throw, not in time. So there goes a double play opportunity. Byers took that pitch for a strike. The 1-1 is off the end of the bat to Tillian. Tough in-between hop. Checks the runner, throws to first, and has out number 2 as he retires Byers. Well, Tillian was caught between a rock and a hard place there. Just had to make a split-second decision as he started to take a step back, then run in quickly. Fielded the short hop off to his left, right into the mitt. Held the runner. Byers is out. And Otto Kemp will come up. De La Cruz trying to stop the bleeding at 3. He will spin around and look to second. And Boyd is safe. Boyd, with stolen base, has now wiped 10 bases in 12 games. P- pitch home is high and away. The Threshers now 11 of 12 in stolen bases this series. They entered the game with 57 attempts on stolen bases in just 18 games. Mets knew they were going to run, just haven't been able to stop it. Fastball is high, 2-0 on Kemp. Kemp having a nice series, I'd say so, 5-for-11. The home run and three driven in. Threshers has a team hitting 340 in the series, and it's only gotten better here in the first inning with three hits. Boyd trying to steal third. Perozzo's throw to get him. Won't be in time and dropped anyways by Tillian. 4-for-4 in the first inning on stolen bases. Perozzo just having a tough time back there. I mean, two outs, a fast runner, and Boyd, he's already in scoring position. Just tells you the confidence he has to go on a pitch like that, to roll the dice. Swing and a miss on the changeup at 89 on Kemp. Good hard changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball high and away, 95. Full count. It's been a long inning for Felipe De La Cruz. Payoff pitch. Changeup swung on and missed. That was a beautiful pitch. Well, started bad, ended good. First four batters reached. The last three all record outs, but the Threshers ran wild on the Mets, four stolen bases. They got three hits and three runs. So the Threshers' third straight game, a three-run first inning. Mets have a lot of time to come back. We'll go to the second.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
We begin the second inning. Vincent Perozzo fouls off the first pitch down the right side. Perozzo, Campos, and De Los Santos. And Perozzo stings this ball to deep right field. It's going to two-hop off the wall. Perozzo is hurrying up to second. Here comes the throw by Boyd. It's cut off. A stand-up double from Vincent Perozzo. Maybe that's the spark the Mets need. He's been having a very nice season offensively. Feel bad for him being picked on as the catcher with four stolen bases. And now we have a meeting at home plate with the interim manager, Michael Jones, talking to Bella Robb. Well, Jones says a word and then walks right back into the dugout. Not sure what that's all about. Tyrone Campos up now. Mets yesterday hit five doubles, a season high. And they get a double early today. Campos Swings at the high fastball, strike one. That's now a five-game hitting streak for Perozzo. Pitches inside. Fastball tapped foul to the backstop. 0-1-2. Breaking ball home. Two balls, two strikes. As it was inside. Slider that didn't quite slide. The 1-2 pitch, the slider that did slide, and Campos strikes out. Swinging at it as it dives off the plate. One gone in the top of the second. Now De Los Santos will come up. Really thought last night De Los Santos was going to tie the game or give the Mets the lead. That wind howling out to right field. Just needed to hit a pop-up somewhere shallow in right or center, and it would have been a home run. But he hit it hard on the ground right to the shortstop. As this pitch misses outside. You know he wants to redeem himself at the plate, driving a run after his lollipop throw cost the Mets an early out in the bottom of the first. 1-0 pitch. He grounds one up the middle. That'll be cut off by Rincon, throws to first, and it's dug out by Castillo for the second out. Perozzo is able to go down to third. So two gone in the top of the second. And Adrian Hernandez, the DH tonight, will come to the plate. Mets trailing 3-0. Farland leans in, puts his glove on his front knee, dangles the right arm. The ball in it, now fires home, and a fastball outside at 98. And he wants a new baseball. One out. Fastball away again, same spot, 97. Two balls, no strikes. Fastball blooped into shallow center. Got a chance to drop it. Will. Adrian Hernandez bloops one to center field. Brings home Perozzo, and the Mets are on the board. It's now 3-1 Threshers. Another early run for the Mets in the series. They didn't score first, but they did score early. Cash in on the leadoff double. And Blaine McIntosh will look to keep it going. Blaine started the big three-run rally in the ninth yesterday with a single. He had a good batting practice today. Watch that closely. Knocked a couple out of here. Good line drive swing. Was pulling the ball. Let's hope it translates over to the game action. Inside nearly gets hit, and a good save by Ricketts. And Ricketts will head to the mound for a visit. That's a ball yesterday. No offense to Disson, the catcher, but I don't think he would have got. Disson had a nice game as well. He was on base 4-4 times. But Ricketts is very sure-handed. Defensively saves a lot of wild pitches, including one there. He's back behind the plate. Quick mound visit number one of the game for the Threshers. Threshers or the Beach Dogs? Which one should I go with today? We'll mix it up. I'm sure that won't confuse anybody. Fastball low at 96. And it's 3-0 on McIntosh, who has always shown a good eye. He takes a cut, fouls it back. 3-1. Hernandez, a decent lead off of first. He's running. Pitches inside for a ball. Throws sails into center. Hernandez is going to get up and try to go to third. Here comes the throw by Crawford. It's offline and late. So we have a walk and then an error on the catcher Ricketts for his overshot to second base. He didn't need to throw it. Pitch was a ball. So it was a walk for McIntosh. If he just holds it, Hernandez would have stayed at second. So E2, there I was pumping Ricketts up, and he unleashes one into center. So they're at the corners for Rylan Thomas, who already has a hit off McFarland tonight. And this pitch is fouled straight back. Went after the high fastball at 96. So two hits and a walk in the inning. One run is scored. Thomas fouls another one back. This one at 98. As McFarland just tries to gas it by him. Farland takes a peek over to first base, and McIntosh has got the lean. He's going to second. Pitch is rolled. Foul. Pass first. That was odd. It was hooked foul about 2 feet right of the line, and then near the bag once it landed on the second hop, actually darted left back towards fair territory, but it did stay foul. McIntosh had the lean towards first, but then broke to second. He's a speedster, and he's got the lean back to first again. And he's going. Pitches roll foul again. This one not quite as close to fair territory. We understand Rylan Thomas swinging at those pitches. You got to protect the plate with two strikes. McIntosh try to go again. He's got the lead. He won't go. Pitches a ball outside. Might have to just stay put to catch his breath. 3-1 Threshers. Two outs. Runners at the corners in the top of the second. One run already in for the Mets this inning. Farland's pitch is outside again. We'll deepen the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Thomas singled. Start the game. He had 2 hits in the first 2 innings yesterday. Looking for the same tonight. McIntosh runs, pitches, poked foul. Late defensive swing by Thomas to make sure that he stayed alive. What do they call that? An emergency hack? That was it. Two again. McIntosh running again. Pitches a ball. No throw from Ricketts. Didn't even bother. Well, McIntosh finally gets the steal. Well, he was trying hard. He took a big belly flop into second base, but the throw never came. Rylan Thomas from 0-2 to 3-2. A hit here could tie the game, given McIntosh's speed out at second base. Payoff pitch, and it's inside for ball four. And a head nod by Rylan Thomas towards the dugout. Oh, he's had a very nice series. That'll load the bases. Again, the first batter of the inning doubled. That was Perozzo. The next two, Campos and De Los Santos, made outs. Now 3 straight reach, and Villavicencio can do some damage. It's McFarland, who's struggling to get out of this inning. First pitch is fouled away. Strike one. Villavicencio grounded into a fielder's choice. Breaking ball. Holds back on the slider on appeal. Tyler Green said no. Pitches grounded hard to second. Takes a nice bounce right to Brito. Throws to first. And that will retire Villavicencio and end the inning. Boy, hit it on the button. But it was right to the second baseman. Tough break. Mets get one back, but leave three on. We'll go to the home second. Freshers leading the Mets 3-1.
All right, it is time for the Capotas dugout.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Speaking of Jet Williams, out of the lineup again tonight. Hopefully we'll be returning soon. Got hit in the elbow a couple of games ago. Stayed in the game to run for himself, but then when it's turned to come to the plate, came back around. He was subbed out for a pinch hitter. First pitch swinging a pop-up and foul ground by Brian Rincon, and that's going to land one row deep into the seats. Reimer, first baseman, the closest to it near the rolled-up tarp. So if it stays rolled up, I think we're all clear weather-wise tonight. Sun has tried to break through a couple of times this afternoon. Do have a slight breeze out to right field. Nothing like the end of the game last night. De La Cruz overthrows the second pitch to Rincon. It's 1-1. A swing and a miss. 1-2. Pitches a ball up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rincon swings and misses at the changeup. Way ahead of it. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for De La Cruz as he's trying to settle in. One to end the last inning. One to start this inning. Eric Brito comes up. Brito 4-4-11 in the three games. A couple of walks. First pitch. Change up too high. Going back to the end of the top of the first. Still some confusion. So remember, Jacob Reimer was called safe out at second as this ball is fouled away. And then the players started to leave the field. Thought Reimer might have been called out afterwards, but you know, Junior Tillian did not lead off the second inning for the Mets. So I think Tillian might have been, I can't recall the count, but it might have been a called third strike, maybe a challenge mixed in. Trying to get that all squared away. A pop-up into shallow left field by Brito. It's Thomas coming in to make the catch for out number two. So after the first four batters all reached, the last five have been retired. That will complete the first turn through the lineup for De La Cruz.
Left fielder, Leonardo Rosario.
It's just been an ambush assault by the Threshers in the first inning the last three games. And then the Mets pitcher has eventually settled in. At least Vasquez yesterday and De La Cruz right here. First pitch, breaking ball, a slider for a strike to Ricardo Rosario, and then fouls it away. That one's heading towards the sweep. Make a catch? No! Oh, the guy sat in the chair. He tried to reach out while sitting in the chair. No, you know, you got to stand up. Get that extension. 0-2 pitch. And that one's chopped foul, another emergency hack. Fastball up to 96 from De La Cruz. Look, Felipe De La Cruz, a left-hander throwing 96. Now, those guys don't just fall off trees. He's got some good stuff and some talent. A young guy, still just 21 years old. Showed a lot of promise at the end of last year. No two pitch, fastball, called third strike on the inside corner. No challenge from Rosario. He takes it looking. It's a 1-2-3 inning. It's now 6-0 retired by De La Cruz. That completes the second inning at Baycare Ballpark. Still 3-1.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Reimer leading off the third. He takes strike one from McFarlane. Got out of the jam in the second. Reimer hacks one foul. Now McFarlane coming with that low arm slot, whipping it in there. 97-98 tonight. Reimer down in the count 0-2 will use his timeout. Now stands back in and chases the slider and strikes out on three pitches. Yeah, that's nasty. Nasty, nasty. There's a reason this guy's top 10 in the organization for the Phillies. Junior Tillian back up. Again, we're still trying to figure out, at least up here in the press box, what's going on. If you're following along on game day, you see it's stuck 3-0 in the first inning. Tillian hits one deep to short. Scooped by Rincon, throws to first in plenty of time. That's a quick two outs. But Tillian was, we thought, left at the plate with Reimer caught stealing second to end the first, but apparently Tillian was the batter out, was the third out, because he did not lead off the second inning. And the play-by-play and the game day has caught stealing by Reimer. I don't know if it was a third strike or batter interference, but the call did come from the home plate umpire. Maybe there was a challenge we didn't see. Either way, Perozzo led off the second and doubled. Now he's up here in the third. Takes a 2-0 pitch for a strike. Doubled and scored in the second. It's been a challenge by Perozzo when he lost. See, that's not when you want a challenge, not when it's 2-0. And you win, it's 3-0, and that's great, but you lose it, you know, it's 2-1, you're still in a hitter's count, and you've just cost your team a challenge. Now, Perozzo had a great day challenging as the catcher on Sunday. And he shoots this one foul. Now it's a full count. We talked about it here on the broadcast that the most successful challenges come from the catcher, not the hitter, not the pitcher. Perozzo takes ball four. We're going to have a challenge from the Threshers, and they might win this. Pitch looked pretty good. It's a strike.
Yep.
Looked like it was below the letters, maybe just a miss right there by Bella Robb. But a good challenge by Ricketts, the catcher. So instead of ball four, it's strike three. That's when you use the challenge to get a strikeout. So it's a 1-2-3 top of the third inning for McFarland. We'll go to the home half. It's 3-1 Clearwater.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom three, Felipe De La Cruz has retired six in a row. Ground ball out to Villavicencio, cuts it off, throws to first, and gets the hitter Crawford, who is a speed demon. Villavicencio flying forward and into the pie slice to field that ground ball. He continues to be very impressive at shortstop. 19-year-old from Mexico. Caleb Ricketts comes back up. We have a bat dog. At least I think we do, but he didn't get the bat. It is dog night here as the Clearwater Threshers have switched to their alternate identity to the Clearwater Beach Dogs. They do that a few times a year on Fridays. Caleb Ricketts takes a strike. They're wearing some really neat teal uniforms with red numbers, which allows the Mets to wear orange. Mets forced to wear the road grays the first three games when Clearwater wore their alternate red tops. Can't have red versus orange. 1-2 pitch is too high on Ricketts. Swing and a miss on a fastball. 95, Ricketts strikes out. Two down. So the Phillies.
First baseman, Jan Castillo.
Class A minor league affiliate. Is known as the Clearwater Phillies at Jack Russell Memorial Stadium from 1985 to 2003. Then the Threshers debuted at this ballpark in 2004. And the Beach Dogs premiere came in 2018. It had been the runner-up in 2004 to the Threshers moniker that won out. So, some Phillies history for you. So this ballpark, 20 years old now. Still feels new. Pop up off the end of the bat by Castillo into left. Ryland Thomas underneath makes the catch, and that's 9 in a row retired by De La Cruz. He's done a wonderful job settling down. The Bat Dog is on the move. He's got the bat. He's running it back. A beautiful white lab. Oh, the crowd loves it. So do the Mets. Everybody in the top row taking a look, having a laugh. We go to the fourth. 3-1 Beach Dogs.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for hanging out on a Friday night from Clearwater, Florida at BayCare Ballpark. We're in the top of the fourth. Alex McFarland's first pitch is bunted foul by Dairon Campos. Both pitchers in a groove right now. Campos struck out swinging in the second. Swings and misses at the slider. It's 0-2. The slider is in the dirt. Ball and two strikes. I don't think the Bat Dog is going to be used when the Mets are at the plate. The Bat Dog disappeared into the Threshers dugout. As Campos fouls it off himself. Think of the Bat Dog's an older Bat Dog. He didn't look like he was moving around that great. But he's a good boy. I know what it's like to have a dog that doesn't move that well. This ball is fouled back. A lot of dogs in the crowd tonight. Got the Bat Dog, got the Beach Dog's nickname, and the dogs in the crowd as Campos strikes out swinging at the slider. He struck out twice tonight, three times yesterday, just not seeing the ball that well. One away, and De Los Santos comes up. He's 0-for-1 with the ground out too short. I see a panda down there, not an actual panda bear, but great American poodle named Panda. And he makes an appearance at many dog night games across the Florida State League. Very relaxed dog. Just chilling out, lying on the concrete next to his owner. You can follow him on Twitter, I believe. Some good photos there. 1-1 pitch on De Los Santos is inside. His handle is at Baseball Poodle. No official score. Bill Whitehead always tweets at him to come to Clover Park's dog nights. We only do a couple a year. And if there's a other dog night at the same time on the west coast of Florida, Panda goes to that one. I don't think he's made a Clover Park appearance yet. 3-1 pitch coming to De Los Santos, and he will take it low for ball four. Uh-oh. Sounds like we have a dog in distress down there.
Designated hitter, Adrian Hernandez.
Oh, I see. He's right below the booth. We have a Yorkie who's sitting in the chair, and then a bigger dog, and they are both eyeballing two other dogs. It's like a brown golden retriever is being a very good dog. They're all very good dogs, boys and girls. Throw over to first. De Los Santos back in. Hernandez at the plate. Dropped in a RBI single with two outs in the second for the Mets' lone run. And takes this ball outside. It's been a tough season to this point offensively for Hernandez. But he's got it in him. Hopefully he'll heat up as the season goes along. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded slowly to third. Charging in is Kemp, and he can't make the play. Had to charge, had the glove out to his left, hit up on the heel, and popped straight up in the air. It's likely to be an infield hit for Hernandez. The official score is kind. De Los Santos up to second. And no shot at him. Yep, hit's been posted on the board. So Hernandez is 2-for-2. And Blaine McIntosh will come up. Two on and one out. Mets trailing 3-1 in the fourth. McIntosh walked his first time up in the second inning. Farland's first pitch is up high. Check swing. Ball one. Farland a look back at second and will deliver home for a ball outside. Gets out of the glove of Ricketts. A pass ball. Rare miscue by him, and both Mets base runners advance. De Los Santos to third. Hernandez up to second. Ricketts, maybe he was surprised because McFarland was still looking back at second as he started his delivery. So the no-look delivery. And maybe that ball got to Ricketts before he was ready. Infield in for the Threshers at the corners. As this pitch is outside to McIntosh, it's 3-0. And I say with a two-run lead in the fourth inning, the Threshers playing in. Three-oh pitch to McIntosh, and he will take a strike. And last time he had a 3-0 count, he took a chance and swung and fouled it away. This time, he lets the fastball pass at 96. Farland's 3-1. McIntosh takes a big cut and misses. Full count. Right over the top of the heater. Big pitch coming here. 3-2. McIntosh trying to do damage. Farland's pitch swung on and missed. McIntosh way late on the fastball. Maybe one of those emergency hacks, but he could not make contact. Huge strikeout for McFarland. Keeps it a 3-1 game. Now back to the top, and Thomas will look for a two-out RBI opportunity. A hit could tie the game. First pitch, ground ball. Oh, it hits off McFarland's glove, and he squeezed it. Throws to first and gets the out. It was on him in a flash. Somehow, he didn't even know it. It went right into his mitt. Otherwise, that ball's deflected off somewhere else. It's going to be a hit. Maybe a two-run single up the middle. Tough break for Thomas. Situational hitting continues to be an issue for the Mets. Second and third, one out. Can't get a run in. And they stay down 3-1 as we hit the middle of the fourth.
Those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs.
The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Bottom of the fourth. Felipe De La Cruz has retired 9 in a row. Trying to make it 10 with Demarion Boyd at the plate. Boyd made the first out in the first inning. Everybody's been out since. He takes a ball high. And this game started off ugly again for the Mets. On the mound and at the plate. First batter of the game, Ricardo Rosario. Routine ground ball to second. Just no urgency from De Los Santos. Runner beat out his slow throw. Then a single, then a walk, then another single. And then finally Boyd, an RBI ground out, made it 3-0. That stopped the bleeding. Mets are right in it, down 3-1. As Boyd grounds one to third, this will be tough. Charging is Tillian. Throws on the run. Holding the bag is Reimer. Boyd out by maybe half a step. Bat dog running out there. He's got the bat again. And he's coming back to the dugout with it. No human assistance needed. That draws some of the biggest applause of the night. It's a very respectful bat dog, too. He bites it at the barrel and carries it that way, so not on the handle to drool all over it. 10 in a row retired by De La Cruz. He throws strike one to Viers, grounded out in the first, and then takes a slider perfectly painted on the corner at 84 for strike two. Felipe De La Cruz, a confident young pitcher right now. Sliders crushed deep right field, and that ball will hit off the wall and come back in play. Throw coming to second base, and the runner has to go back. Viers thought it was a home run. He's signaling circle to the field umpire. Tyler Green, otherwise he'd have either been a hustle double or thrown out at second. And now a discussion with the first base coach for the Threshers. And now here comes acting manager Michael Jones. It was definitely a weird ricochet off the high wall in right. I believe it hit the corner of the padding, which is a yellow line, and then shot back into the outfield. I don't think that was a home run. I think the Beach Dogs are arguing that that ball cleared the yellow line, hit something beyond it, and came back. I don't think so. In the deep corner and right, the wall elevates another 6 or 7 feet. Oh, and now they're going to signal home run, and here comes Gilbert Gomez. Oh, I don't know about this one. Long discussion with the umpire and the acting manager, Jones, and he overturns it. And now Gilbert's going to come out and argue it. And as that argument's happening, Byers touches home, and it's 4-1 Threshers. I don't know. Tough to tell from here in the press box, you know, 400 feet away. I thought it ricocheted off the wall at an angle. and came back into play. I did not think it was a home run. And Tyler Green down the line, first base umpire, running down there on the grass, had a great view of it, and he did not signal home run, and somehow he was talked out of it. Gilbert finally relented and walked back to the dugout. And that's quite a way to end 10 in a row retired. Threshers have hit home run every game this series now. Mets have not hit any. There's a swing and a miss from Otto Kemp. I remember yesterday, Benito Garcia was pitching right along, and he was stung for a home run out of the blue, and the same goes for De La Cruz today. Dumps in a fastball at 90. It's called the strike, and it's 0-2. Kemp will call a timeout. O2 pitch is sawed off foul. O2 pitch is too high. It's a weird dimensions here at BayCare Ballpark. It's not a nice rounded curved outfield like wall like it is in Port St. Lucie as this pitch dips below the knees, no challenge. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball is popped up in foul territory. Reimer trying to hustle near the tarp, reaches out. It's off the tarp, just out of reach. Stay 2-2. But as you get deep into the right field corner, the high wall juts up even higher. And then about 15 feet further along, you get to the foul pole. And right in that area where it juts up higher, that's where it looked like the ball ricocheted off of and came back onto the field at a very awkward angle. Swung on and missed a strikeout as Kemp goes down for the second time. Fastball at 94. Two outs. And as that wall, you know, juts up higher, the yellow line follows it all the way up. Past the Wawa sign, past the Belcher Bingo sign. I think it hit the side of that, which is a yellow line, and came back. Here's a fly opposite field to Hernandez. He makes the catch. That retires Brian Rincon. So a hiccup there in the fourth inning. Tough break for De La Cruz. Thought it was a long single. Overturned to a home run. Bat Dog gets another one. Oh, he dropped it, but he will recover. So it's back to a 3-run lead for the Threshers. It's 4-1, Clearwater, after 4. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Friday night.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen.
New pitcher for the Threshers. Danny Wilkinson, who replaces Alex McFarland. McFarland, four innings, three hits, one run, He walked four, struck out four. Mets really didn't make him pay for those 4-3 passes. As Wilkinson misfires way up high on the first pitch to Kevin Villavicencio. This will be McFarland's first appearance of the series. The lefty got a weird leg kick. Kicks it up high, but has a very short stride. Throws this ball past Villavicencio's bat. Ball into strike. And then a curveball over for strike two. Villavicencio 0 for 2 in this one. Takes a pitch in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitches high, 91, full count. Payoff pitch, pop foul. That one will reach the seats. Oh, nope, it's off one of the Hawkeye cameras perched on the roof here at Baker Ballpark. Short roof, not high and mighty like Clover Park. Curveball swung on and missed. Boy, a bottom dropped out of that pitch. Villavicencio strikes out to open the top of the fifth inning. Threshers lead 4-1. They scored three runs in the bottom of the first before the Mets knew it hit them. Mets have settled in and have had some opportunities to get close or maybe even tie. Stranding the bases loaded in the second. Second and third, one out. In the fourth, couldn't score either time. Here's Reimer, who has walked and struck out today. Spits on a curveball, 1-0. Slices off a fastball, foul, 1-1. Oh, there's the doorbell sound drop, trying to get the dogs to bark, and only a couple to take the bait. Slider misses inside, two balls and a strike. Curveball missed. 2-2. Fastball outside. That was ball four. And the count wrong. It's 3-1. So Reimer, another walk. On base two more times tonight. One on, one out for Tillian. We figured out was ruled out on batter's interference in the first inning. So he's 0 for 2. First pitch, fastball letter high for a strike at 90. One on, one out. That's down three in the top of the fifth. Wilkinson will toss over to first, checking in on Reimer. Safe without a tag. This game, four of a six-game series. Mets trying to break into the win column. Threshers trying to win tonight to ensure a series victory. A one pitch is inside, gets away from Ricketts, can't find it. Reimer will hustle up to second. No throw. Ricketts lost sight of that one. I think it's a wild pitch. It was down and in. Ricketts got a glove on it, then it squirted free. These two teams back at it for game five tomorrow at 6:30, then Sunday, the getaway day, a noon start. Fastball down and in. That'll be the Mets' last time to Clearwater this year. So the Threshers make a trip over to Port St. Lucie about a month from now. Less than a month from now. 2-1 pitch. Another breaking ball low and in. So while that breaking ball has a lot of vertical break to it, Wilkinson just doesn't quite have the feel right now. Tillian, oh, big cut, trying for a home run. Nearly topples over, swings through it, full count. If he connected, might have been over the Frenchie's bar in left field. Payoff pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. A beautiful curveball. Strikes Tillian out. Started that one up high, and it dropped about knee-high, as opposed to starting it low and finishing low. So two down. And Perozzo back up. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Perozzo, 1-for-2 with the double and a strikeout, has scored the Mets' lone run. Waits on the first pitch, and it's high and outside, a fastball at 91. Fastball, very late swing. 1-1. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Good job by Ricketts to smother. Saves the wild pitch. Keeps Reimer on second. Two-one pitch is hit deep center field. Crawford on the run with his speed. He will catch up to it, make the play as he trickles onto the warning track. Long fly out to from Perozzo to straightaway center. Nothing doing for the Mets in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one man stranded. At the halfway point in game four, Crushers lead St. Lucie 4-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Felipe De La Cruz doing what few pitchers, starters from the Mets have been able to do. Pitch into the fifth inning. He's done extremely well since the first four batters of the game reached against him. He's retired all but one since. Was the home run by Viers, which I still contest was not a homer. And Brito taking a called strike and then a ball inside. One outside, or ball two. I don't see anybody loosening in the Mets bullpen. Fastball Fastball, hard ground ball, down to a knee. Making the play is De Los Santos. Now he throws to first and gets the out. Bat dog on the move again. He's got a long way to go because that bat is about a third of the way down to first. He'll pick it up. Now he's got the jog back. He keeps it in the mouth. Here he goes. He's trying to get a regrip. He's going to drop it off the on-deck circle. He's going to try to keep picking it up. He's got it all the way into the dugout. Good boy. Plenty of time on the pitch clock as De La Cruz throws one outside to Ricardo Rosario. You know, that's one of the things you think about. You know, with the pitch clock now, I know they made a big deal of it this year in the majors. You know, the bat boys have to be on point. Memo was sent to the teams. Hey, bat boys, not just the fun little thing anymore. You know, they have to hustle up. You know, we have the pitch clock in the minors, but that doesn't stop the fun of the bat dog. He did a good job. Ricardo Rosario, 1-1. I also thought the clock operator did the right thing. The out was made, and he waited a few ticks to start that 30-second in-between batter clock. Didn't hit the button right away. 2-1 pitch is high. It's three balls and a strike. This is the third time through the order, and it gets tricky, especially against a good offense like the Threshers. 3-1 pitch is way outside, an overthrow by De La Cruz. He has walked Rosario. That's just his second walk, the first one since the third batter he faced. So a fast guy is on. The Threshers, remember, stole four bases in that first inning. They haven't stolen any since because they haven't had but one base runner, and that was a home run. So you don't worry about that guy stealing. Rosario, will he leave? He's got a humongous lead, absolutely humongous. De La Cruz, lefty, will throw over, pick off. No, dropped by Reimer, but he was safe anyways. That was close to the no-look pickoff play, which you got to be careful if you're a lefty pitcher not to balk over the runner. It's like a football has gotten loose from the berm seats in the grass and right onto the fields. Tyrone Campos with a wobbly pass back to the fans. Doesn't look like he'd be quarterbacking anytime soon. Bunt caught by De La Cruz. Throws to first for the double up. Not quite in time. So a push bunt by Crawford just off the side of the mound. Oh, the fans booing. Crawford picked up the bat. They boo him. He drops it so the bat dog can get it. Even though he made it out, he's got a big grin on his face. Well, he pushed bunted to the mound, a line drive, caught by De La Cruz, so he didn't make it that far to the box. So he picks up his bat. And no, that's what the bat dog's for. The fans all over him. And he quickly discovered what happened, and he dropped his bat so the dog could get it. Oh, two outs. Nice play by De La Cruz on that bunt line drive. Runner tries to steal. Ground ball out to De Los Santos will field. Gets rid of it quickly and retires Ricketts. So no harm done on the walk. Bat dog back out. He's got the bat, the batter's box, and he will return to the dugout. Continues to do a doggone good job. Sixth inning coming up at Baker Ballpark. Threshers lead 4-1.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Campos, De Los Santos, Hernandez will bat for the Mets in the top of the sixth inning. Quick-moving game. A lot of zeros posted up on that scoreboard since the crooked first inning for the Threshers. Ball up high to Campos, who's looking to make more contact. Five strikeouts the last two nights, including two in this game. Wilkinson, the 1-0. Curveball way up high. Two balls, no strikes. It's turned out to be a nice night for a ball game. Good crowd here with the dogs. Lots of fans in the outfield grass seating. Campos takes a strike. The tiki bar, Frenchies, and the bullpen grill way down the left field line are busy. This pitch is up high. Again, here at Baycare Ballpark, fans can be spread pretty thin between the seating bowl, the grass seats, and the outfield, and all the action down in the left field corner. Sometimes you don't get a true feel for the size of the crowd in this ballpark. Full count on Campos after the 3-1 swing and a miss, and he will call time. Payoff, and he flicks it foul. Straight back. Wilkinson the 3-2 again, and this one's way inside. Slider with sharp bite, but way off the plate. A leadoff walk. Mets have now drawn, let's see, six walks tonight. Now can they do something with that leadoff walk? Really haven't done much with the free passes tonight. De Los Santos takes one down and away. Some stirring in the Threshers' bullpen as Wilkinson continues to be wild. He's got a ton of movement, but not much of an idea where it's going consistently. This pitch misses for ball two. Fastball pops straight up, mile high on the infield. Struggling to find it is Castillo, and it's eventually caught by Brito, the second baseman. Marion Boyd, the right fielder, was almost in on the infield dirt by the time that landed in Brito's mitt. Well, if that was dropped, I think the Threshers would have had an out at second base because Campos was very close to first, and he had to be. That was a major league pop out by De Los Santos to his second base counterpart. One gone in the top of the sixth, and Adrian Hernandez, who's working on a 2-for-2 night, comes up. And he takes a pitch for a strike on the inside corner. He wants the challenge. That's already 0-for-1. We wait for the result. It is a ball. Challenge win.
One ball, no strikes.
That is a rare challenge win by a Mets hitter this season. Ball was fouled away. Well, Hernandez crowds the plate, and that was going to be an awfully close call. He jumped back. But that does not always mean it's a ball. Again, that's a risky one because it's, you know, the first pitch of the at-bat. You have to be pretty sure. This pitch, a strike on the inside corner, 1-2. No challenge there. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed for a strikeout. Throw to second base. Kicks off a Brito. A stolen base for Campos. But there are two outs as Hernandez missed wildly. Ball nearly struck him. Not quite a strike him out throw him out. It's been a tough go of it for the catcher Ricketts since he threw out Villavicencio in the first inning. Back to the bottom of the order. Ninth spot, Blaine McIntosh takes ball one. Blaine a walk and a strikeout tonight. Can cut the lead in half with a hit. Fly ball, deep right field by McIntosh. That one is going to bounce off the warning track. Campos will score. McIntosh will speed in the second with the two-out RBI double. And it's now 4-2 Threshers. And off the bat, thought McIntosh might have hit it out. Hits very back of the warning track. Bounces up on the wall. Told you he had a very good batting practice and was pulling the ball a lot to right field with success. And that translates over into the game. Always good to see it translate from the cage to the game. The Mets needed a big two-out hit in this game, and they got one there. Can they keep it going with Thomas, who's 1-for-2? Takes a slider for a strike on the corner. 1-for-2 at the walk for Ryland. Was robbed of a potential two-run hit in the fourth inning. McFarland stopped a comebacker. Curveball at 71 called the strike on the corner. So Wilkinson nibbling with off-speed pitches successfully. Curveball high. Good take. One-two pitch, and that one's fouled back overhead. Feels like Wilkinson has mixed in the slider, curveball, and fastball almost equally. One-two pitch, curveball, fouled away. Late swing by Thomas as he recognized it at the very end. See, that caught a lot of the plate, but if you're a pitcher and you're mixing in things evenly, you can get away with that. Now, if Thomas is sitting dead red on that pitch, it might be out of the ballpark. A 1-2, called third strike. Thomas knew it right away, and that will be the third out of the inning. But the Mets do inch closer, cashing in on the leadoff walk. Two-out RBI double by Blaine McIntosh, one run, one hit, no errors, one man stranded. 4-2 Threshers in the middle of the sixth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Felipe De La Cruz pitching into the sixth. It's only the second time a Met starter has pitched into the sixth this year. I want to take a guess at who was the first. Felipe De La Cruz, as he throws strike one to Chad Castillo. He went 5 1/3, solid innings, really good innings, actually, against Lakeland April 21st. This ball foul tipped out of the mitt of Perozzo for strike two. Now looking in the Mets bullpen, I don't see anybody throwing. It was 69 pitches through the first five innings for De La Cruz. O2 pitch missed away. Fastball at 94. That's been steady. Again, he's really been on cruise control from the end of the first inning on. He's pitched free and easy, stress-free innings. Here's a ground ball. What a snag by De La Cruz on the high bounce over the mound. Had to stretch as far as he could. Brings it down, throws to first, retires Castillo. If it goes over his mitt, I think Tillian or Villavicencio would still have a good chance to make the play, but he made it easy on himself, snagging the comebacker. One more out. It'll be the deepest anybody's pitched in the game this year, starting or relieving. Ground ball deep to short. Sliding stop by Villavicencio. Gets up, fires to first. Safe. Boy, beat it easy with his speed. Against a slower runner, Villavicencio might have just made a major league all-star play. Full extended dive in the outfield grass. A one-hop strike to first. But Boyd was already past the base. So an infield single for Boyd. Yeah, against a guy like Byers here, the DH, or Castillo, the first baseman, maybe he gets an out. But not against Boyd. He's probably going to try a steal soon. Byers up for the first time since his home run, and he takes one off the elbow guard. De La Cruz puts his hands on his head in disbelief. And he misfired that one. It's the first hit batter of the game. So it pushes Boyd up to second. Brings up Otto Kemp, who has struck out twice. The 4-2 Threshers lead. Time called as Perozzo is going to walk in front of the plate and relayed the signals. So a crucial moment in this ball game. Of course, many games this year, these middle innings is when the Mets opponent has pulled away. 2-1, one out. De La Cruz has to be careful here. Boyd trying to steal third. Here's Perozzo's throw. A dart, but Tillian wasn't at the base yet. And he fields it on the backhand hop, and Boyd steals. Also fires stealing as well. So that'll be 6 out of 6 in stolen bases for the Threshers tonight. Yeah, that was a pretty good throw by Perozzo, but Tillian just wasn't there yet. I'm not sure if Tillian wasn't expecting, but at this stage, everybody should be expecting a steal. Infield in, ball squirts away from Perozzo, but not far enough for the runners to advance, and Gilbert Gomez is going to take a beeline out to the mound. Going to bring the whole infield in with him. So Gilbert, he senses this too. He knows that this team has struggled here in these middle innings. And you look at the game yesterday, and the Mets were right there, nip and tuck. And they give up a run in the fifth, one in the sixth, two in the eighth. And it gets out of reach. And then, of course, the Mets score three in the ninth to lose by one. They'd like to try to keep this 4-2 here. Put up a few zeros towards the end of this game to give themselves a better chance at a comeback. It's a brief visit. Gilbert's already back in the dugout. Maybe the message was, hey, be alert. Now, Tilling was alert there at third. There might be a caught stealing if De Los Santos was alert to start the game at second. Mets might have gotten an out right away. Otto Kemp takes a ball high. It's 3-0. So De La Cruz struck him out the previous two times, but now falling behind 3-0. Kemp will swing and lob one into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Byers will stop at third. Throw comes in high up the third baseline, stopped by Perozzo. It's 5-2. The Threshers back to their three-run lead. Base hit by Kemp, swinging away 3-0. Now runners at the corners. After the leadoff ground out on the comebacker, three in a row have reached. Runners at the corners, and Rincon is up. There is a lefty in the bullpen pitching for the Mets. That's got to be Gursky. Hard to tell from here. Pitch is line. Caught by Tillian at third. Whoa, baby. He was playing even with the bag, and that ball was absolutely rocketed up high to his left, and he snagged it for the out, robbing Rincon of a hit and the Threshers of a run. Junior Tillian, Johnny on the spot for out number two. I mean, if he's playing a foot to his right, now that ball is well past him. So a break for the Mets as Brito comes up. Runners remain at the corners. There's a pitch low and away. That ball was hit so hard, so fast, that the base runners didn't even have time to break. So there was no opportunity for a double up. One-oh pitch is popped up. Shallow right. Campos jogging in. Sees it in the lights. Makes the catch. Retires Brito and ends the inning. So Felipe De La Cruz, six innings. Longest outing by a Mets starting pitcher this year. One run scores in the inning, but that could have been much worse. Tillian making that catch for a crucial second out. Exit velocity on that line out by Rincon, 96 miles an hour. And Tillian was only about 90 feet away from it. One run on two hits, no errors, two stranded. Six innings in the books. Beach Dogs up 5-2 on the Mets.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher in the game for the Beach Dogs, as they are called a few times a year. It's Andrew Walling, another lefty, facing Villavicencio. First pitch is a called strike, second pitch a swinging strike. And the previous lefty, Annie Wilkinson, two innings, a hit, a run, a couple of walks, and four strikeouts. He's in line for a win. Breaking ball low, and it's one and two. Curveball inside, good take. Little close pitches, two and two. Walling pitched an inning on Tuesday, giving up a couple of hits and a couple of runs. He's the first repeat pitcher of the series for either side. Two two. Spoiled foul by Villavicencio, deep right. Threshers lead 5-2. Scored three runs in the first. Mets got a run back in the second. Threshers a run in the fourth. Mets and Threshers each with one in the sixth. Another spoiled ball off to the right. Stays two balls, two strikes. Villavicencio tonight 0-3. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Batting in the two hole. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. Mets have now struck out 10 times tonight as Villavicencio goes down on a swinging strikeout for the second time in the last three innings. Wilkinson and Walling, two lefties, they both have really sharp bite on their sliders. Talking to a few scouts here this week, they really like this Threshers pitching staff. There's a lot to like about this Threshers team. Obviously, the best record in the league at 12-6 now. Part of that is because they're facing this very young Mets team and have used their experience and talent to win all three games. But they were consistently good before this series. And really, they've done what they should do. They're looking at it from a neutral perspective. You know, defending home field. Obviously, very talented, more experienced players. This ball is grounded foul. I still contend, even though the Mets have a paltry 5-13 record, not a bad team, just a team that is inexperienced and doesn't quite know how to make the winning plays yet. Of course, they're in all these games. They are consistently in games. They do not get blown out. Even in their 2 7-run losses this year, both those games could have been much, much closer. It's just going to take time. This ball is fouled away. And until they start playing some teams that are on their level experience-wise, it's going to be tough to consistently win. Right now, looking around the league, most teams pretty further advanced than the Mets. Here's a fly ball, deep left field by Reimer. He has left the yard, but foul. Oh, man. Thought he hit it fair. Tough to tell from this radio booth right along the third base line. Those deep shots to left, can't really see. Certainly got it out, but it hooked left. That's about the only thing Reimer has not done in this series. And he, I think, just muttered something to himself in frustration. That close to a home run, instead just a long foul strike. Two-two pitch, and then he swings and misses at the slider. Thinks about breaking the bat over the knee, but thinks better of it. Now he holds it on his helmet, pulling down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Walling. Once again, you had a Clearwater hitter earlier in this game. Byers hitting a ball to deep right. Ruled a home run in the end by a matter of inches. We still think it was just a single. And then you have a matter of inches for Reimer missing a home run. It's just those type of things that consistently happen on a nightly basis for this team. Tillian waits on the 0-1. He fouls it off. Now, of course, you know, teams make their own breaks. No question about that. But you start adding up all the breaks the Mets have not gotten and seen the other team get. Certainly outweighs the ones they've been on the good end of. 0-2 pitch coming to Tillian. He will take low. You know, this team also, you know, Jet Williams, once they get him back and rolling soon, and hopefully Carlos Dominguez soon. I mean, those are two bats that can really help this lineup. Tillian fouls one away. Well, Tillian has fouled a couple into the sweet level, and it's ricocheted off the walls of the sweet levels right back into the lower bowl. Fans are now starting to face away from the field to catch the ricochets. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Back foot slider fools Tillian. Walling comes in and strikes out the side in the top of the seventh. Yeah, we're already at the stretch. Beach Dogs 5, Mets 2. On the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undate tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Mets is lefty Javier Atencio.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh for the Beach Dogs.
That officially puts an end to Felipe De La Cruz's night. Six innings, six hits, five runs, all earned. He walked two, struck out five, threw 82 pitches, 51 strikes. For a long time, De La Cruz was cruising. Rough start, as has been the case for really every game in this series. In three straight games now, Threshers have put up a three spot in the first inning. So De La Cruz down 2-0 before he recorded an out. The first out he recorded led to a third run. So to get through six was pretty impressive. Now Atencio, who has not had a good season to this point, which is a little surprising given his talent level. Let's see how he pitches deep in this game. Fresh arm out of the bullpen. He's quickly fallen behind batter Rosario 3-0. And misses up high. Oh, called strike and a challenge. I think this will be won by Rosario. Pitch looked up. And we wait the result. Still waiting. Ball four.
It becomes ball four.
A win by Rosario, who was, again, shocked to find out it was a called strike by Bella Robb. Opts the challenge, and that confirms the four-pitch walk. This will be the fourth game in the third. Second out of the pen, rather, for Atencio, the 21-year-old lefty from Venezuela, who was so good for the Mets last year in half a season. more than half a season as Justin Crawford comes up. Maybe he's just a late bloomer, because the intensity we've seen through his first three games is not the one we saw from end of May through last season. Crawford 1-for-3 tonight. Atencio will throw over to first base, checking in on Rosario. Atencio's appeared in three games this season, and he's been the losing pitcher in all three. And walks have been a huge issue, averaging a walk per inning pitched. First pitch nowhere close to Crawford. Six straight misses, to start. Fouled away. Crawford gave him that one. It was almost eye-high. Atencio this season, his first game, inning and two-thirds, 5 hits, 5 runs. Next outing at Jupiter, 3 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs. Last week against Lakeland, 3 innings, 3 runs, 5 walks. He's got an 11.88 ERA. Runner goes, pitches a ball high, no throw from Perozzo, as Atencio is just way too slow to the plate. Rosario fast runner over halfway to second base as that ball got home. So that's 7 stolen bases tonight. That was not on Perozzo. So a walk and a stolen base, that's happened an awful lot this year. Seems like a leadoff walk against the Mets, you might as well just put him at second. And there's ball 4 outside. So Crawford takes the free pass anyways. It's 9 pitches, 1 strike for Atencio. More of the same. Frustration.
The catcher, Caleb Ricketts.
So the 8th inning was when the Threshers pulled away last night. They're looking to pull away in the 7th here, leading by 3. 2 on, nobody out. I think Atencio would have some success here as he's got a string of 3 straight lefties, but he just walked the first one. Second one, and Ricketts pops one up into shallow left field. Rylan Thomas running in, makes the catch, and that's an important first out. An easy one that doesn't advance the runners.
Chad Castillo.
Chad Castillo will come up. Your spider update. Spider in the booth. I don't see him. Not only has the spider not appeared today, the entire web, even just the loose threads, gone. He might not have survived the storm last night, which was a big one and a long one. And it started raining hard, I'd say, 5 minutes after the last pitch, and it really didn't stop until probably close to 2 a.m. Poor, poor spider. Look, spiders have been around millions of years outdoors, so the species does find a way to survive, but this poor guy, I think last night might have ended him. Pitch comes inside and high and ouch. It hits Castillo high on the back, right between the number 2 and 4. That will load the bases. 2 walks and a hit batter. And Rosso out to have a word with Atencio. And Marion Boyd will come out looking to break this thing open. Well, there's a mound meeting. Let's take a look at a couple other scores. And mound meeting was breaking up, and now Dan McKinney will take a jog out there. Scores from around the league. Jupiter, the leader in the South, or East Division. It was South and North for a long time. Jupiter won a wild one 9-8. Against Tampa, an 11 a.m. start today. So Jupiter, an 11-8 record, picked up half a game on the rest of the Southeast Division before the other games got started. Palm Beach is crushing Lakeland 11-4. in Lakeland, so there's another East team winning.
Right,
Fort Myers is leading at Daytona 3-2 in the top of the seventh. That's good news. Let's root for the West Mighty Muscles against the East Tortugas. And Bradenton up 4-0 at Daytona, bottom seven. I think we had a balk called on Atencio. We did. And here comes Gilbert Gomez making a beeline for Tyler Green, the umpire who called it. It's a balk and a run. Atencio threw up his arms wanting to know what he did. And Gilbert is adamant that he was coming set, and Gilbert's getting more animated by the moment. And Tyler Green is speaking forcefully as well. Well, Gilbert's getting heated. Now he's starting to point to the ground. Voice is getting raised. Gilbert's getting close, I think, to maybe getting the heave-ho. And he's very upset at this call. Obviously, he's adamant that this was not a balk. Hard to see from up here in the booth. Gilbert has been ejected, and now he's going to get his money worth. Hands flying. Again, he's still motioning about coming set. Barking, pointing. And Tyler Green is just going to wear it. And Gilbert will finally march off, still yelling and pointing. Now, Gilbert has not agreed with this crew very often, and this is the second week we've had the crew of Rob and Green. Had him against Jupiter a few weeks back. Gilbert slamming his hat in the dugout, and he's not going to pick it up and take it with him. He's still screaming all the way from the dugout as he takes the march up the corridor into the visiting manager's office. Now, Gilbert Gomez with his first ejection as St. Lucie Mets manager. And he made his feelings known. The balk makes it 6-2. Tencio's first pitch is a ball, second pitch to Boyd, a foul tip for a strike. Well, it's the second balk called against the Mets tonight. Mets did not argue the first one, but Gilbert was absolutely 100% certain that that was not a balk. Again, without the benefit of replay, watching from high atop the action here, tough to see. I did not see anything outwardly. And I'm not Tyler Green standing 15 away, keeping an eye on the pitcher. It's a ball fouled away. Of course, the Mets have cameras set up all over the ballpark. They'll be able to replay it repeatedly. And maybe the Mets have the option of sending that film into the league or MLB. Here's a ball that goes off the glove of Perozzo, and it's going to lead in to another run as Crawford scampers home on a high wild pitch. That will make it 7-2 in this game, slipping out of the reach of the Mets. A balk and a wild pitch leading to two runs in the inning. There hasn't been a hit yet. We've seen this oftentimes here at the first month of the season. The Mets gifting runners with wild pitches, pass ball, balks, errors, walks, it matters. Here's another pitch up high for ball four. Walk, walk, fly out, hit, batter, walk, with the balk and a wild pitch mixed in. Just another night with Atencio being completely off his game. The dreaded middle innings for the Mets, right in the thick of the game. And it just gets away from them. Jordan Vyers is up. This pitch is a strike. Remember, the Mets they have 5 wins this year. 2 of those wins came in a doubleheader. And those are 7-inning games. So you don't have to put together 9 really solid innings. Here's a pop-up on the infield. This will be helpful. Who's going to catch it? Tillian makes the grab. The third baseman hauls it in. Vyers is out. That holds Castillo at third. And look, as we continue on this Florida State League journey this year, the weather is going to get worse in the so-called Sunshine State. There's going to be rain out, so there will be more doubleheaders down the line. So maybe that'll be a key to for this St. Lucie team. Again, a doubleheader road sweep is about the toughest accomplishment you can make in this league. And they do have that doubleheader sweep, and it came against Jupiter, who is, of course, the first-place team in the division. So you don't win three games in 2 days like the Mets did on that Thursday and Friday if you're not talented. Here's a pitch for a called strike. Stolen base by Boyd. No throw from Perozzo. That's the right move with the runner at third base in Castillo. You throw up there to second base. You're not going to get Boyd with his speed. All you're doing is risking Castillo screaming home for a third run in the inning. Kemp takes one high. Good snag by Perozzo. Saves a second wild pitch. One fastball, cross letters for a strike. Threshers, they going to challenge that? Yes, that's a late challenge, and Bella Robb's not going to admit it. That's the right move. Kemp now will call for time. He waited too long. You have to be within basically 2 seconds to challenge a call you don't like. He waited too long. Tencio with the 1-2 pitch trying to put an end to this inning. Will on a hard, high fastball. 94. So Tencio got it together there late, but two runs do score. He walked three, hit one, had a wild pitch and a balk. Two runs score for the Threshers. They are now heading to the eighth inning with a 7-2 lead in game four of the series.
Hi, I'm Chief John Baldock of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Andrew Walling will start the top of the eighth with a high slider to Vincent Perozzo. Walling now at the five-run cushion, struck out the side in the seventh. Pitches foul tipped. Blaine McIntosh hit an RBI double with two outs in the sixth inning to get the Mets within two runs. The Mets have struck out four times since, and this game has gotten further away. A called strike. Perozzo thinks about a challenge, but will let it pass. It's 1-2. Perozzo breaking ball hit the other way, high in the sky. Rosario has room on the line, makes the catch in fair territory. Right where the wall juts out deep down the left side, had just enough room to make the play. One out in the top of the eighth.
Dairon Campos
comes to the plate. Two strikeouts, a walk, and a run tonight. Slipped in a stolen base. And he cannot check his swing. Goes around on appeal, and he did. I'm surprised that took an appeal. Fastball fouled away. That one will hit high off the net and not go for a souvenir. Looks like most of the crowd has stuck around tonight. Getting late. We've been playing for 2 hours and 7 minutes, I believe. Slider swung through and missed. Another strikeout for Walling. Struck out four of the five he's faced. He's retired all five. Quickly two gone in the top of the eighth. And Jeffrey De Los Santos will come up. But it might not be against Walling, because the acting manager, Michael Jones, is coming out to the mound. There does appear to be a reliever ready in the bullpen, and he's going to make his way into the game. And looks like Jones has finally made the signal. So Walling comes out. Impressive work for him. And we will have a new reliever on the other side of the break. Clearwater Beach Dogs, as they're known on this Friday night, continue to lead the Mets 7-2 in the eighth.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Orion Kerkering in the game, the 100-mile-per-hour flamethrower. Non-save situation, but my guess is the Threshers will ask him to get the last four outs. See if the Mets can do something against the hard-throwing Kerkering. And this Threshers bullpen, the exception of Dallas last night struggling to close out the game, has been awfully good. There's a strike going to De Los Santos at 98. The Threshers open the game with the guy throwing 98, trying to close it with the 98-mile-per-hour guy. There was a changeup at 90. And it's nothing in two on De Los Santos, who's 0-for-2 with the walk today. Goes with a slider, missed in. Good take. 90-mile-per-hour slider, that's Jacob DeGrom territory. The 1-2 slider, that one's rolled foul. Kirkering waiting for that ball to be tracked down. Fastball hacked on and fouled up the third base side. 99. Kirkering from Huntington Beach, California, played his college ball down the road at South Florida, the Bulls here in the Tampa area. It's about dead east of here for 20 minutes. Pitch is fouled away in and out of the glove of Ricketts. Could not squeeze it. Fifth round pick last year. And McFarland was the fourth round pick out of the U. Fifth round pick out of South Florida. Phillies like these Florida guys. Position player Rinconis Jr. has had a nice series on the bench today. He was out of FAU over in Boca Raton. 3-2 pitches high. That's a great take by De Los Santos. Well, it was ball three, not four. And he lost track of the count. Full count. Back in the box. Fastball. Strike three at the top of the zone at 98. De Los Santos won't challenge. And that will end the top of the eighth inning as Kirkering comes in and gets the last out of the inning. Go to the bottom of the eighth inning, 7-2 Clearwater. Tencio going back out for his second inning.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Fort St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Brian Rincon, 0-for-3, leads off the home eighth inning. The Threshers aim for more insurance runs. Tencio trying to piggyback off his good finish to the seventh. Started off poor, ended on a positive note with a pop out and a strikeout. Delivers ball one high. On Rincon, who was struck out, flown out, and lined out. Second pitch is up. It's 2-0. Tencio only 9 strikes out of 23 pitches in that seventh inning. Fastball too high, and it's 3-0. Let's go over the Mets organizational scoreboard. All but one team in the org in action tonight. A 3-1 pitch, that's a called strike. Rincon will accept it. No challenge. Pitch is fouled away, and it's a full count. New York down 4-0 at home against Atlanta. Big series for the Mets facing the Braves for the first time since that fateful 3-game sweep they suffered at the end of last year that really derailed the whole thing. Line drive caught by Reimer. Yes. I'm waiting for Tyler Green to make the call. Looked like Reimer caught it in the mitt picking it before it hit the dirt. He did. His backhanded catch on the line drive by Reimer at first base. Leadoff man retired. Good job by Atencio rallying from 3-0 to get the out. Cone 0 for 4. Here's Brito swinging ahead of a pitch at 84. Changeup or strike one. Brito's 0 for 3. Anyways, Mets down 4-0 to the Braves in that series opener. It's a four-gamer. And you got to remember, with that new MLB schedule, you're playing your division opponents less often. So the games you do play them become very important, especially if that's going to be a team that is challenging you for first in the division. Max Fried versus David Peterson. Atlanta scoring all four runs in the fifth inning, including a three-run homer by Matt Olson. He's a problem. Max Fried has lowered his season ERA to 0.45. Is that good? Yes. 2-1. Hard ground ball to third. Tillian will field it hip high. Throws to first on the money. That retires Brito. Two up, two down in the eighth. Four in a row retired by Atencio.
Left fielder, Ricardo Rosario.
Syracuse is up 2-0 at Toledo. That game in the middle of the third. So maybe a delayed start. Binghamton on the back of Justin Verlander beat Akron 6-1. Verlander, 4 2/3 scoreless for the Rumble Ponies on his one and only rehab assignment. At least that's the plan.
To
6-1. First pitch is a ball, called a ball, challenged by Perozzo. He lost the challenge. Mets have lost 2 of 3 challenges. They have one left. Jario takes a pitch inside. It's 2-0. And Mets were coy early in the week about where Verlander would make his rehab assignment. Binghamton was really the only place that made sense, as Verlander was already at Citi Field. Binghamton the only Mets affiliate at home. So the options were not great outside of Binghamton. Toledo, Ohio, Clearwater, Florida, or Jersey Shore. And he goes to Binghamton. They moved the game up 5.5 hours. The incoming bad weather in New York wanted to get it in, make sure Verlander got his work done. Worked out. 3-1 pitch coming to Rosario. And he takes a fastball low at 4-4. A 2-out walk. And the final affiliate, Brooklyn, Jersey Shore, rained out. Early bang.
Justin Crawford.
On the shore, Lakewood, New Jersey. Brooklyn got a tight win last night. Line drive right by Tillian into left field by Crawford. A two-hit game. One of the top prospects in the Phillies organization. Lefty matchup won by the hitter. Another great on-base game for Crawford. 3 out of 5 times. And that Strain's push bunt last time up against De La Cruz in the fifth inning, where he pushed a line drive right at De La Cruz. This time swings away and laces a hit. First and second, two outs for Ricketts, another lefty. It's 0 for 3 with the walk and a run. Tencio's pitch is fouled away left side. That was the seventh hit for the Threshers. Its pitching has done a better job tonight, giving up hits. Clearwater came in with 36 hits in the first three games. Bad broadcaster math tells me that's 12 hits per contest. Held to 7 to this point. But the Threshers have found a way for 7 runs. A 1-1 pitch paints the outside corner, 1-2. Tencio trying to strand a pair. Slowly comes set. Looks back to second. No balk. 1-2 pitch is hit high in the sky by Ricketts. To right field. Compo searching for it. Jogging in, circling around, makes the catch. Not much wind. He had a little adventure for himself out there and then throws the ball up into the berm for a souvenir. So Atencio avoids damage after the two-out walk and single. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two stranded. Go to the top of the ninth. Mets need a big inning, like last night, to try to come back.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Correction on the announcement about the Don't Run the Bases promotion. Please report to Section 117.
It's been announced between innings here that the dogs are going to be allowed to run the bases post-game. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That'll be a nice view from up here in the radio booth to watch in the post-game show. The dogs jogging around the bases. Leashed, of course. I kind of hope not, though. Ryan Kirkering struck out De Los Santos to end the eighth. He'll now get the entire ninth in this non-save situation. Threshers up 7-2. They were up 7-3 in the ninth inning yesterday and to strand the tying run at second base. But the Mets have another ninth inning comeback in them. First pitch is a ball to Hernandez. Interesting nugget I researched after the game last night. The 1-0 pitch is taken for a strike. The three runs scored by the Mets in the top of the ninth yesterday, the first runs scored by the Mets in the ninth inning this year. A big goose egg in the prior 17 games. Pitch is inside. It's 2-1. Hernandez 2-for-3 as the DH tonight, and he fouls off this Kirkering pitch, 98. He was the count 2-2. Threshers trying to win the series. Starting the series 4-0. He blows one right by Hernandez at 98. Straight fastball down the pipe. Hernandez couldn't touch it. Kirkering, two batters, two strikeouts tonight. And it comes Blaine McIntosh next. Blaine hit the double with two outs in the sixth that made it a two-run game. As he fouls this one away. It's one of several times the Mets had a chance to really tighten things up. And then the bases loaded in the second. Down two, couldn't score. Fourth inning, two in scoring position. Down three, couldn't score. He settled for one in the sixth. Just 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position tonight. Second pitch is fouled back. Kirkering with the 0-2 slider wipes out McIntosh for strike three. And this is just a dominant-looking pitcher for the Threshers. Look, when the Threshers come to Clover Park next month, May 23rd to 28th, he might not be part of the equation. as the slider misses low to Thomas. Mets down to their final out tonight, trailing by 5 in the ninth. McIntosh, or rather, Ryland Thomas takes a strike. 8 of the last 9 Mets have struck out against either Wilkinson, Walling, or Kirkering. Only Peroza with the flyout mixed in. 2-1 pitch is tapped towards short, dropped by Brito, recovers in time. Yes, throws to first. No, it was Rincon, actually. Shortstop knocked it down, rolled in front of him, stuck with it, threw to first, retired to Speedy Thomas, and ends the game. So, Mets went down quietly tonight, didn't get another base runner after McIntosh's two-out double in the sixth inning, and the Threshers win this game by a final score of 7-2. They form the happy high-five line between second, the mound, and the dugout for the fourth straight day in the series. It's a series victory for them. A fourth straight loss for the Mets, their second four-game losing streak of this season, as the Mets fall to 5-14 on the year and 6 games out of first. Clearwater now 13-6 on the year. They will remain at least 1 game up in first place in the West Division. Winning pitcher is Danny Wilkinson. Losing pitcher is Felipe De La Cruz. Another night where the Threshers score 3 in the first inning. They've done it 3 straight days now, and they ride that to a comfortable victory this evening at BayCare Ballpark. We'll step aside, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Clearwater's 7-2 win on this Friday night.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to BayCare Ballpark in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Another win for the home team. 4 out of 4 for the Threshers in this series, or if you want to call them the Beach Dogs tonight. Their alternate moniker, the runner-up nickname when they became the Clearwater Threshers back in 2004. Threshers went out, but Beach Dogs is pretty cool. And soon enough, the Dogs will be running the bases here at BayCare Ballpark. They're starting to line up down there. All right, 7-2, Clearwater the final. Let's get into the post-game show with a scoring summary. It started in the bottom of the first inning. 3 runs in 3 straight first innings for the Threshers this series. Started off with inauspicious way. First batter for Clearwater, Ricardo Rosario, grounded a ball out to second base. Very routine play for Jeffrey De Los Santos, who's new to second base, but he didn't really hurry to the ball, and he certainly didn't get rid of the ball quickly to first, just kind of a overhand lollipop to first base. Rosario, with his speed, busted it down the line and beat out what should have been an easy out number one. So right away, the Mets were in trouble, and Rosario stole second base, and right away you knew it was had a chance to go downhill. Justin Crawford with a sharp single to left. That brought home Rosario. It was 1-0. Crawford then balked up to second. He stole third. And then he came home on a single by Chad Castillo to make it 2-0. In between, Caleb Ricketts walked. He would go on to score on a ground out by Amarion Boyd. That was the first out recorded by Felipe De La Cruz. It made it a 3-0 game. De La Cruz would pitch very well the rest of the way going forward, but he was already in that 3-0 hole. Mets got a run back in the second inning. A leadoff double by Perozo was not squandered. It was Hernandez with two outs, blooping in a single to make it 3-1. The next two batters, McIntosh and Ryland Thomas, walked, and all of a sudden the Mets had the bases loaded, two outs, a chance to really get back into the game. But Villavicencio was retired on a ground out by McFarland, the hard-throwing righty starter. Mets again threatened in the fourth inning, second and third, one out, but couldn't score. A strikeout and a ground out induced by McFarland got him out of trouble. In the fourth inning, a solo home run by Jordan Viers. It looked like a ball off the side of the wall and back in play, but ruled a home run after the umpire Tyler Green discussed it at length with the acting manager for Clearwater. Mets did not like that. It made it 4-1. Mets made it 4-2 in the sixth inning. Blaine McIntosh, a two-out RBI double, scored Dyrone Campos, but then McIntosh was stranded at second. The Mets had to settle for just one. Game got away in the middle towards the late innings like it has so often this season for the team. A 4-2 deficit was turned into a 5-2 deficit in the sixth inning. De La Cruz, an infield hit with one out against Amarion Boyd. Then he plunked Viers. Then an RBI single by Kemp brought home Boyd to make it 5-2, although the next two batters were retired by De La Cruz. He ended up going six innings. That's the longest outing by a Mets pitcher this year. Then it really came undone for Atencio in the seventh inning. He just has not been able to throw strikes consistently so far this year. Walked the first two batters he faced. Then after a flyout, plunked a batter. A balk was called, which the Mets disputed. It got Gilbert Gomez kicked out of the game by the base umpire Tyler Green for arguing, but the run counted. It was 6-2, and then a wild pitch later in the inning scored Justin Crawford to make it 7-2, and that would be it. Really, after McIntosh had the double for the Mets, the offense went ice cold, 10 in a row retired by the Threshers bullpen to end the game, including 8 on strikeouts. So that's the scoring summary and partially the non-scoring summary. Moving to the box score, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Mets, 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Threshers. So if you're looking for silver linings, the Mets a no-error game. They've only made 1 error the last 2 games, whereas they made 17 errors the previous 6 games. So perhaps the team turning the corner defensively. Although there are still some plays out there that aren't errors that certainly need to be made. For the offense for the Mets, no multi-hit games. Thomas went 1-for-4. Reimer 0-for-2, but on base 2 more times. Perozo had the only extra base hit. Mets have an extra base hit in all but one of their 19 games this year. Hernandez getting a hit, and McIntosh had a double, his first. For the Threshers, Crawford went 2-for-4. The 2 runs scored, an RBI. He's now hitting 327. First-round prospect looks really good for the Phillies. The only multi-hit game for the Threshers. Viers hit a home run, his second of the year. Threshers have hit a home run in all 4 games in the series. For the pitchers, second time this year, the Mets only used 2. De La Cruz, 6 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 5 punch-outs. Atencio, 2 runs, a hit, 2 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs, 4 walks, and a strikeout. 6 total walks in the game for the Mets. For the Threshers, 4 pitchers combined for really a dominant effort, striking out 16 Most strikeouts the Mets have suffered this year. McFarland, 4 innings, 3 hits, a run, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, and then great bullpen work. Wilkinson, 2 innings, a hit, a run, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. What can you say about Walling and Kirkering? Those guys were just dominant over the final 3 innings and 2/3 for Walling. He actually got the win. Struck out 4 of the 5 he faced, retired all 5 he faced. Kirkering retired all 4 he faced, including 3 on strikeouts. Ball game, a quick one, 2 hours, 28 minutes. Attendance, 2,503. Baseball-loving souls. I don't think they counted the dogs who are out running the bases right now. They should count the dogs, including the bat dog, who was really the hero for the crowd tonight. Should have a bat dog every game for every team. Now the Mets look ahead to tomorrow. Maybe the weekend will treat them better than the weekdays, as they need a win badly in this series. They want to snap a losing streak of 4 games. They have not had a 5-game losing streak this season. First pitch tomorrow is 6:30. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clearwater. The Clearwater Threshers / Beach Dogs 7, the St. Lucie Mets 2. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.